Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. In the third perek, today we will learn the seventh and eighth Mishnayos, and thereby finish the third perek. Perek Shlishi, Mishneh Zayin, and Mishneh Ches. Mecham, a mecham is a large urn which is used to heat water. She had to follow, and it's made of cheres, it's a kli cheres, it's a ceramic urn. She had to follow bechomer uvecharsis, which is smeared with chomer. Chomer is tit, plaster. Uvecharsis, charsis is a thin powder made into plaster. So chomer, being thick, adheres to the becham very well. The charsis does not adhere very well. So the halacha is, hanogeya b'chomer. If the becham became tome, then the person, the ochel numashkin, the foodstuff which touches the chomer, also becomes tome, because the chomer, adhering so well to the mecham, is part of the mecham. And if the mecham is tomei, so is the chomer. And the mecham plus the chomer are metamei ochlin umashkin, foodstuffs or liquids. However, ubecharsis, if the mecham became tomei, and it was smeared with its charsis, a looser, more diluted type of plaster, which does not adhere well to the mecham, tohor, the ochlen umashkin, which touches the charsis, do not become tomei, because it is not considered to be part of the mecham. Kumkum. Kumkum is also a kli cheres, a ceramic pot of some sort. Shenikev, if it had a hole in it, va'aso bezefes, and the hole was repaired with pitch. Now, pitch is a good, strong adhesive. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi mitaher. Rabbi Yossi says that the kumkum, which is plugged up with the zephes, remains tohor, meaning it is not mekabel tumo. Why? She'eino yochol lekabel es hachamin kitzonon. Originally, this kumkum could contain hot water and cold water. Now that it has a hole in it and the hole is plugged up with zephes, it can no longer contain hot water because the zephes melts in the heat of the hot water. So therefore, even though the kumkum is functional, it can be used for cold water, nevertheless, since hot water cannot be placed in the kumkum, because if it does, the tar, the pitch, the zephes will melt, and the zephes melts, there's now a hole in the kumkum, so it's not a kli, and it is not mekabel tuma. So holds Rabbi Yossi, and the Mishnah continues, v'chein haya omer, Rabbi Yossi also said the same thing, b'chli zephes. Now here there is a machlokes in the rest of the Mishnah, between the Rambam and the Rash, Rabbeinu Shimshon, as to how to understand the Mishnah. We will follow the Rash. The Rash understands Rav Yossi to mean, when the Mishnah here says, V'chein haya omer b'chli zephes, he's talking about kelim which are smeared with pitch. That if you use these kelim in hot water, the zephes is not considered a chibur. The zephes is not considered part of the vessel because the zephes cannot retain the heat. Meaning, as an example of this phrase, v'chein haya omer b'chli zephes, the Mishnah gives the following example, klei nechoshes. Suppose you have a metal pot made of copper, bronze, nechoshes. The Choshes is variously translated as copper or as bronze. No matter here, it's metal. Shezifoson, which have been smeared with pitch, with zephes, tohorim. If the keli becomes tomei, the zephes smeared around the keli remains tahor, because since these kelim are made to be used in heat, the zephes is not considered a chibur. The heat will melt the zephes. However, v'yim liyayin, suppose you have this keli made of nechoshes of metal, which has been smeared with the intention of using this keli for wine, for cold wine, cold drinks, tomeim. Then, if the keli becomes tomei, the zephes is also tomei, because since it's only being used for cold liquids, so it is considered, the zephes is considered a chibur for the keli. It is part and parcel of the keli. If the keli becomes tomei, so does the zephes smeared around it. Mishnah Ches now, chovis. Suppose you have a chovis of cheres, a kli cheres, a ceramic barrel or a large ceramic jug, shenikvo, which it has a hole in it. So what he did to seal up the hole, va'aso bezefes, he smeared zephes around the hole. But he smeared on so much zephes, yoser mitzorko, more than was needed to plug up the hole. Again, a machlokes Rash and Rambam. Here the Rash says that not only did he smear the zephes around the hole to plug up the hole, but he smeared the zephes outside the circumference of the hole, not keneged hanekev. So that's yoser mitzorcha, more than it needed. The Rambam says that if all was needed was 1 centimeter of zephes to plug up the hole, and he laid on 3 centimeters and made it a real thick stima, a real thick seal, S-E-A-L, on the hole, that's the yeser mitzorcho. Either way, hanogeya bitzorcho, if the keli, the chovis, became tome, then if a person, I'm sorry, the chovis has not become tome, but a sheretz, for example, touched the zephes, and it touched it in a place which was necessary to plug up the hole, an essential part of the zephes, tzorko, essential to the chovis, tome. Then, if the chovis becomes tome, the zephes is tome too, because the zephes, necessary, essential for plugging up the hole, is part of the chovis. However, yoser mitzorko, that zephes, which is in the following the pshat of the Rash, which is outside the circumference of the hole, does not become tomei if the chovis becomes tomei. Tahor, it remains tahor, because it is not a chibur to the chovis. It's not an essential part of the chovis. It's not serving the purpose of plugging up the hole. So it's not part of the chovis, and therefore it is not, does not become tomei if the chovis becomes tomei. Continuing in the Mishnah, zephes shenot for al hechovis, if the chovis is a fine chovis, it's intact, the whole jug is intact, no holes, but it happens that some pitch dropped onto the chovis, that is certainly not essential, not even necessary to the chovis. So therefore, if the chovis becomes tomei, Hanogeya bo, the person who touches the ochlin umashkin, which touch the zephes, which is totally not necessary, just happened to drip upon the chovis, tohor. The ochlin umashkin remain tohor, because the zephes in such a case is certainly not a chibur, an attachment to the chovis. Now the Mishnah continues, mashpech, a funnel, shel eitz, vishel cheres, made of wood, or made of ceramics. Shepikoko bezefes, where you took the hole in the funnel, the point in the funnel which has a hole in it through which you got you're hoping that the liquid would funnel through the bottom of the mashpech, which has now been plugged up with pitch. We have a three-way machlokas. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah metame. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah says it is now the hole has been plugged up, so therefore the mashpech is mekabel tuma, because now you have a vessel which has a kli kibul. You can pour water in the funnel, and the water is not going to come out through the bottom. And we are referring here to a mashpech, which is mashpech shel balabatim. It's a domestic mashpech. It's not a professional storekeeper's mashpech. In which case, we learned back in Perek Bey's Mishneh Dalet that such a mashpech, when it's plugged up, is tahor, because there's no base kibble. As opposed to a mashpech shel rochlin, the funnel used by peddlers, by storekeepers, that is always tamei, even if it is not plugged up, as we learned for various reasons back in Perek Bey's Mishneh Dalet. But in this case, we're talking about a mashpech, which if it's not plugged up, doesn't have a clay base kibul, and there's not mekabel tuma. But now that it's plugged up with zephes, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, it is mekabel tuma, because it now does have a base kibul. It can hold and contain liquids. Rabbi Akiva makes a distinction. Rabbi Akiva mitame b'sheletz. He says, if the zephes is made, if the vessel, the mashpech, the funnel, is made of wood, then the zephes is considered a good steamer, a good seal to the bottom hole of the funnel, because zephes pitch is derived from wood. It is a product of trees, of wood. So therefore you have min b'mino, the mashpech is made of wood, the zephes is made of wood, so the whole thing is made of wood, and now you have a wood container which can contain water, because the bottom funnel has been plugged up with zephes. However, umitaher b'shelcheres, Rabbi Akiva says, if the mashpech, the funnel, is made of ceramics, then the zephes, the pitch, plugging up the bottom hole, is not a min b'mino, is not the same species as the cheres. The cheres is made from earth, the zephes is made from wood, and therefore the zephes is not considered to be an integral part of the mashpech. It's not a chibur, and if the mashpech is made of cheres, Rabbi Akiva says tohor. That's the second opinion. Rabbi Yossi mitaher b'shneihem. Rabbi Yossi says, I don't distinguish between whether it's shel eitz min b'mino or it's shel cheres min b'she'eino mino. It doesn't make a difference to me. The plugging up the funnel with anything, even zephes, which is a good sealant, doesn't mean anything to me. It's not a steamer, because if it's a funnel and it's plugged up, eventually he's going to remove the plug because he wants to use it as a funnel. And therefore, even if it's physically plugged up, we don't consider it to be plugged up. And it's as if it has no base kibul, holds Rav Yossi. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. And so we have finished Mishneh Ches, and in the process have finished the third Perek, and in the process have finished lesson number 13.